you know, whatever. And so when, you know, and then here we have the story of, you know, what occurred here in the Western Hemisphere in regards to the enslavement. But the entire mentality was a predatory mentality. And what I, and reason I'm going back to this is because I want us to think of this for a moment. The predatory mentality. In other words, here I am as a predator looking at you, not as another human being. I'm looking at you as a source of wealth and what you can do and what I can cause you to do in my behalf. Resource and wealth. So here you have another people not looking at anyone, all these people that they're invading, the indigenous people, for example, when they come over to the Americas, they're not looking at them as people. They're not looking at them as you and I look at ourselves. You understand? They're looking at them as something, as an object, a thing. And what I'm at, what I want you to get is to try to get a sense of the mentality of a people that would look at another people, not as people, but as we could come, kill you, invade, take whatever you have, and then not be a problem about it. So that, for example, Ptolemy de las Casas, who was one of the priests who accompanied one of the trips over here in South America, talks about from the time that they get off the ship, the first thing that they did was when they set foot on land and the indigenous people were there to meet them with their Bible, they raised their Bible, claimed the land in the name of the Catholic Church, and then declared to the people that the people were now under their leadership and that their rulership, and that they wanted the people to bring the bounty, the gold and the silver and all of the resources that the people had to them. And of course the people asked them, what the hell is your problem? You understand what I'm saying? You're nothing like that. You know, you, here are our leaders. You are not, you know, our leaders and the like. And the folks then began to go out and slaughter. And in this slaughter, Ptolemy de las Casas said that they were killing, this is with the sword, right? That they were killing so many indigenous people throughout the day that they were so tired, their arms were hurting, that they eventually had to go in shifts. All right? So one half of this pirating, militarized body is killing while another half is resting. And then you go and shift and continue the killing. That they had killed over 20,000 indigenous people in a matter of a week. Do you imagine how much that killing that is? Now, imagine the mentality. I want you to imagine the mentality, because that mentality, the word for that is this. May have been messed up in there somewhere. But it's psychopathic. It is a culture that is psychopathic. It is a mentality that is psychopathic.